Welcome to the Ogletree Deacons Podcast, a brief discussion of compelling legal issues and practical insights. Please note that the information in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be, nor should it be construed as legal advice. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or through your favorite podcast service. Please consider rating and reviewing so that we may continue to provide the content that covers your needs. Please enjoy the program.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us for the Ogletree Deacons podcast on China's sexual harassment case flash briefing. This podcast is part of the Global Solution series, which explores global solutions for multinational workforce. My name is Sky Hao, and I'm a cross-border employment associate in our Atlanta office. I did a podcast with Amanda last year to introduce China's first civil code, which is the first time in China's history that a legislation defined what kind of actions can constitute sexual harassment. Article 1010 of the new code says, a person may be held liable for speech, words, images, or bodily actions that have been used to carry out sexual harassment against a person's wishes. So today, I will briefly talk about the recent updates of a new landmark cases of the Me Too movement that may impact your operation in China as we dive into 2021. In 2018, Xian Zi accused the well-known TV anchor Zhu Jun for sexual harassment. Xian Zi was an intern at China's national television network when she was visited the dressing room of Zhu Jun. She wanted to interview him to gather information for a project at her university. Once they were alone, she said that Zhu Jun groped and kissed her. She later complained the same to the police, but they told her not to sue him because it would reflect badly on Zhu Jun and the CCTV. She wrote an essay and published on social media detailed about what has happened, which surprisingly went viral. A few weeks later, Zhu Jun sued Xian Zi for damaging his reputation and mental well-being. Xian Zi counterclaimed on the ground that Zhu Jun had infringed her personal rights because sexual harassment was not recognized as a legal cause of action at that time. As China passed the new civil code and defined sexual harassment, Xian Zi adopted a new cause of action for this case. On December 2020, Xian Zi's case was opened in Beijing Haidian People's Court. The trial was a private one and continued for more than 10 hours, and adjourned before midnight without a verdict. Xian Zi shared that she and her lawyers had requested an open hearing, a change of judges, the request Zhu Jun to show up in person for the next hearing. Meanwhile, a Hangzhou court ruled on January 2021 that the former journalist had violated the defamation law by publicly accusing a well-known reporter's sexual assault against her. The former journalist was an intern at a Chinese magazine, where the reporter was the chief journalist. She wrote in her article that reporter invited her to hotel room to discuss a story for the magazine. And then he forcefully to kiss and groped her. The reporter sued the former journalist for defamation. The Hangzhou court found that the former journalist hasn't provided enough evidence of the alleged sexual assault and ordered her to pay for the legal fees and damages to the reporter. Due to China's conservative society, the victim can be faced with blame. Most of the victims are reluctant to speak out. And even though there was no verdict for Xian Zi's case yet, and seems like victim may have also faced potential legal consequence if they don't have enough evidence. Xian Zi's accusation against Zhu Jun by taking advantage of the new civil code and the court's decision to hear this case will encourage victim to come forward eventually. Thank you for listening today. Stay safe.
Thank you for joining us on the Ogletree Deacons podcast. You can subscribe to our podcasts on Apple Podcasts or through your favorite podcast service. Please consider rating and reviewing so that we may continue to provide the content that covers your needs. And remember, the information in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not to be construed as legal advice.